in 3, 2, 1, coronavirus.
Oh my gosh. Brie, what's gone on this week?
Oh, are we starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the start.
This has been a terrible week.
Good Lord.
This has been absolutely insane.
This week has been the longest year of my life. Let's just say that, right? By the way, this is Isaac on the Weekend Catch-Up Podcast. This is the podcast where we get you caught up on all things tech, pop culture, trending news, and I am joined by my wonderful wife and co-host, Brie. Hey, Brie.
Hey, I was worried I wasn't going to get that up in time.
And all of the realms of tech, pop culture, and trending news sort of have one uniting theme this week, just like the entire planet does. Basically,
I don't think there's any other news.
No, there's like
there, we tried.
Like this is
we tried.
This is it. This is what we're talking about today. And you probably are exhausted thinking, talking about, and reading about the coronavirus. But here we are.
If you want to just skip this week, that's okay. We understand.
These are the things.
I've been calling it the turtle flu. So just to bring a little humor into it.
Is
for
that
myself.
A reference to anything, or is that
yes? Parks and Rec. He said, I'm not worried about the bird flu. I'm worried about the turtle flu.
Okay. That's and a deep cut.
Yes.
Parks and Rec reference.
It helps me though. It helps me.
Okay. So turtle flu.
The turtle flu. Yeah.
So otherwise known as COVID-19 or the novel coronavirus. Everything has been canceled. Like I know that sounds hyperbolic, but like
everything.
In fact, that's what my week in pop culture is. There's a website literally called isitcanceledyet.com and they are keeping track.
Pretty cool.
I know. It's kind of cool.
It's like doesthedogdie.com where you can like type in the movie and it tells you if the dog dies.
Right.
If you see a dog.
The editor's note on the website. This website tracks some of the events that have been canceled due to the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, along with some other things that have been incidentally canceled. It's not meant to be a comprehensive or efficient resource. Indeed, in dark times, dark humor is a salve for the strained souls. It may be sad that some of the events listed here have been canceled, but I know that it's often a difficult decision to make with good intentions. So
yeah,
this is like an aggregate for all of the things that have been canceled. Here are just a few of them in case you need to know. Basketball, NBA basketball season.
Yeah, basketball's canceled.
Canceled. Hockey season, canceled. Baseball season, canceled. E3, the electronic gaming, like the video game.
We all know what E3 is. So you've talked about it every year. Yeah.
Canceled. Public gatherings in New York with people like over 250 people. Canceled.
Whoa. How do they do that?
The Houston Rodeo. Canceled.
No.
Pope Francis.
Not the rodeo.
I'm just going to list these things and that means they're canceled. Okay. Because it feels redundant.
Okay.
Pope Francis's public appearances, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden political rallies, South by Southwest, which is actually wild because a huge portion of the Austin economy in Texas is dependent on South by Southwest. Like people are saying that they could
canceled
not
or postponed.
It's canceled.
Are all of these. Whoa.
Yeah. So, well, like the NBA season is obviously postponed in that they will probably maybe restart at some point, but it's hard to say.
Maybe they'll run in conjunction with like football season this year. That'd be funny.
But for this year, like South by Southwest is canceled and that could bankrupt South by South. Like it's that sort of one-off big entertainment thing. The Minecraft Festival. The New York Public Library events, Coachella.
Library, Isaac.
What
you said library.
Library. I do that. You know what? It's
Sweetie.
Pronounced library.
Sweetie.
Library.
Library. Okay.
Library. The Carlos Santana tour, Harvard University's in-person classes, the TED conference. And this says Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews is also canceled.
I don't know who that is.
He's a reporter for MSNBC that got fired or rather he's the
hardline
guy.
Well, he was already
guy.
Canceled.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. TwitchCon Amsterdam, a bunch of other things, Facebook 18, all of these things canceled. And I'll provide a link to this in our insider
What's
group.
Facebook 18.
Facebook has a developer conference. So the F8, that's the developer conference, and Facebook 18. I think that's like one of their big like non-developer conferences. I think I watch the dev conferences because technically I'm a Facebook developer, not to brag, but yeah. A lot of things are canceled, Brie.
So many things.
It feels like
so
everyone
are canceled
and everything is,
it's just insane.
Yeah,
it is absolutely insane.
It is absolutely bonkers. So that's what's going on this week. And so naturally, we're going to be looking at, you know, coronavirus related news stories because that's what's in the news today.
Yeah. And just by the way, we might take this with an inch of humor.
Yeah.
But because it's, and we know that people have passed away and that's awful.
It's an ongoing developing thing that should be taken very seriously.
But honestly, both Isaac and I, how we cope is through humor. Exactly. So just please don't get offended.
Yes.
Okay. So how I deal with anxiety is through scary movies.
Right.
Cause I guess I can contain that. Isaac really, like, he told me that the other week and I was like, what? I do that. I feel like it's, I can contain my scared to the movie. So I'm not so anxious in real life anymore.
Right.
So one scary movie that I watched recently, that was a total surprise. And I've got to talk about, I need to talk to everybody about it. I need to shout it from the rooftops.
Right.
Is the 1990s movie Tremors.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. I thought it was going to be like the goofiest movie ever. And it was actually super duper good.
Kevin Bacon's in it.
Yes. Kevin Bacon's in it.
Reba McEntire is in it.
Oh my gosh.
Country music sweetheart, Reba McEntire.
Yes. And from the show, Reba.
From the show, Reba. Yes. Reba from Reba.
Oh my gosh. No. And it was so good. And the monsters looked, I mean, I think they're like animatronic or something, or puppets, because they looked like they weren't CGI. None of the movie was CGI. So it looked super good. They didn't like try to do like 1990s CGI. Like everything just looked super good. And we're like halfway.
It's practical effects, right?
Yeah. Me and Isaac are like halfway through this movie and we're like, is this a good movie?
We watched it as a meme movie and it turns out to be a good movie.
Well, I thought it was going to be like one of those funny, scary movies where it's like not actually scary.
Right.
And it really wasn't too scary. Like it's a monster movie where the monster is a big worm. So it's not like scary, but it's actually a super duper good movie. And I kind of understood more SpongeBob references because of it, because there's like the worm episode where they push the whole town somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to push it somewhere else. And that is a reference to this movie.
Yep.
I'm just shocked. I am shocked. But scary movies. I'm a little sad. The Quiet Place 2 movie has been canceled.
Yeah.
Like the premiere. So
well, they've pushed it back.
Okay.
Everything is getting, all of like Hollywood is getting pushed back right now. And that actually is a great transition into our first topic, Bree.
Thank you.
They got Tom Hanks. The coronavirus got Tom.
Oh,
get this.
The turtle flu.
So this is from the news. We have just received word that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have tested positive for the coronavirus. Both have been down in Australia for the production of Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley film from Warner Brothers. The 2-time Oscar winner Hanks is set to play Presley's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in the project. So, Tom Hanks, man.
Oh,
Tom Hanks has got it.
I heard a rumor that he's stuck quarantined with Wilson, the ball from Castaway.
Oh my gosh.
So let's hope that's not true, because he kind of left him high and dry, you know.
That's funny.
High and wet. Really, well, because he was in the ocean.
There's been lots of jokes about Tom Hanks has been stranded on an island before and this is bad.
It is bad. He's going to knock out a tooth. That was so traumatizing to me.
We've seen what happens to Tom Hanks when he's on islands alone, and it's not
awesome.
He just
gets real tan.
It's not good. He starts
tan and buff though with a beard.
Talking to a basketball, or not a basketball.
It's a volleyball.
Volleyball.
Wilson.
Wilson. Man, what's going to, this is where I'm at with this.
We're like, what is happening?
The world is weird. It's in a really weird place.
This is probably the weirdest thing that's happened that I can think of.
So I think it takes someone you either know or know of to get it sometimes before you can sort of fully conceptualize this concern, right? You have to kind of have a name to attach to it with, oh, if this person can get it, I can get it.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think that's a good thing.
Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart. I'm pretty sure I've said that before in this podcast.
Right, right. No, that's he's America's sweetheart, but a dude. Redditor, another.
A sweetheart could be a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gender neutral.
You said,
term.
But a dude.
Sweetheart. That's, well, but I mean.
Yeah, a sweetheart can be a
sweetheart
boy.
Sweetheart sounds like a girl.
No, it doesn't.
I'll just say it now.
It's just because you call her Cat that.
Redditor, another chance, said, we need Tom Hanks alive so he can play the main character in a movie about the dude who discovers the vaccine that prevents the epidemic.
Right. That's right. True.
So let's sort of dispel this rumor that coronavirus and the quarantine that people are going to have to go through is necessarily good for Netflix and binge watching services, because that's been going around on the internet lately. By the way, this is topic number two, if you can't tell.
Okay. I was like, are we talking off the record right now? What's
happening? No. This is topic number two.
Okay.
So there's kind of been this like goofy post going around where people are like, well, with all this inside quarantine, people are going to be streaming and it's good for Netflix. And yeah, so initially Netflix experienced a bump in their stock by like 0.78%. Okay. Initially when stuff, you know, sort of came out.
The stock market is tanking, y'all.
Right.
It has tanked.
But initially Netflix came out with a slight bump in their stock, but that was at the end of February. And right now it's dropping off just like everything else.
Yeah.
And the logic behind that is actually not really sound, that it's a good thing for the streaming services. So Laura Martin, the senior entertainment analyst at New York based Needham and Company, said the logic that just because someone's staying in, that it's good for everyone that does TV is simplistic. So yeah. She pointed out that everyone who has media capabilities knows about Netflix. So they're already a monthly subscription service and they make like $13 a month from you. Not every time you view a show, and it's not based off of viewership.
Yeah.
They're already making their money regardless of whether you spend 1 hour watching a show on Netflix or 150 hours watching a show.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So it's not like you're going to go and get Netflix because of this.
Right, exactly.
Everybody has Netflix.
Or has access, wink, to Netflix.
Yes, everyone has. Never mind, I won't even.
We're stealing Netflix is what she's saying.
No.
So she mentioned this. And if it gets down to it, and if you need money for groceries, you're probably going to cancel Netflix if it's between food and Netflix. So whether or not the streaming giants profit in the short term, the coronavirus is actually going to have long-term consequences for the movie industry.
Big time.
Most of China's nearly 70,000 cinemas closed in late January. And that's big, because our films are big in overseas and specifically in China.
Yeah.
So it's kind of insane. There's been several major movie releases that were canceled. And in response, one of them, local comedy Lost in Russia, sold its rights to local streaming platform ByteDance, which is also the owners of TikTok. And they streamed Lost in Russia for free, I think, on TikTok. So it got 180 million views in its first 3 days. So that's kind of neat. I think there will be a lot of movies. I'm going to make a tech prediction right now, and I think that we're going to see a movie that would otherwise premiere in a theater premiere on Netflix or Hulu this year because of this.
Oh, so I hope it's A Quiet Place too.
I think it might be that.
Straight DVD to own.
I could see it happening with James Bond, the new James Bond movie that was pushed back from July to November.
Yeah.
I think one of those are going to premiere most likely on a streaming service. Yeah. Regardless of how this goes out, I think that, you know, if we get back to normal and everything's restored, great. But if this year continues on the track that March has set, I'm going to see probably a movie premiere via Netflix, I think.
So. Can I give a take?
Yeah.
So in my sort of, you know, absorption of the news around the coronavirus, I feel like I've seen a couple firsthand accounts of people that have been quarantined.
Uh-huh.
And like on cruise ships in like China, wherever. And one thing that you don't want to do is just spend all day watching Netflix or watching movies when you're quarantined. Right. So it's just like, cause you'll just go nuts.
That quickly.
People aren't meant to watch that much TV. Yeah. And I watch a lot of TV.
Well, it's the same reason that when you're on vacation, eventually you get up and do something.
Yeah. I mean, so they're saying, okay, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could spend the whole day watching movies, but really you need to get up and walk around the house and like get your exercise in and work and read a book and have some variety. So, I mean, yeah, maybe watching Netflix for a couple days is going to be really fun, but
there's a reason we culturally have the term cabin fever. I mean, you get tired of the same several walls.
So it's going to be important for people to read more about these firsthand accounts of how people have like survived basically in their houses with all of their loved ones.
Yeah.
Because think about every Thanksgiving, think about every Christmas. You can't
now put a question mark for the end date.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know when it's going to be over.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have to live with people, and that's not just watching Netflix.
Yeah. I think that everyone, and I will say, this is kind of just another take on this, and this is kind of our closing discussion here. There's been a lot of dark humor about this on the internet.
Yeah.
And normally with things that are having an active, very active death toll that grows every day.
Yeah. And we don't know.
Most of the time, I'm going to be pretty quick to shut that down and say like, hey, let's stop. But yeah, in a way, I mean, we are living through a pandemic right now. And I think that for better or worse, that's a way for a lot of people to sort of like process like, this is happening, because no one really knows what to do. I had lunch with my parents, who I view as capable, you know, well-rounded adults. And we were both on the same page as this.
They're like, what do we do?
No one other than the experts are experts on this one. You know, you can't like call someone and ask for advice.
Even they don't really know anything.
Yeah. Yet. So we're in this weird place culturally where everyone has their own personal way of dealing with it. And I would just say that,
be patient with each other.
Right. Yeah. I would say let's extend more grace than normal in this time, because we're going to need it, right? We're going to need tons and tons of grace, just showing the grace that we've been given through Jesus. Right.
Right.
But extending that outwards, because it's going to be hard, regardless of whether or not someone has a loved one that passes away. This is a hard and stressful time. So,
and going off of that, I mean, if it gets to a quarantine, just let's, as a culture, we're going to be really inclined to just like burrow ourselves into our own little stockpiles, but
reach out.
We need to reach out and help each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So going to leave you with that going into this weekend, guys. It's Friday and we've seen how crazy things got from like Wednesday to Thursday with the travel ban to Europe. I have no idea over the weekend what's going to happen, but I do know one thing. So this is a really simple verse on this, but Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. And I couldn't think of anything better to meditate on than that in this season of just what the bleep is happening. I mean, this is what you go back to. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. Things will not go the way we want them to, like 100% of the time. But we can fall back on those assurances. So legitimately, if you're listening to this and you've made it to this point in the podcast, you're a real one, and I'm praying for you. So we'll get through this together, guys.
Yeah.